JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, is supporting early grade reading among Jamaican children, and later a GSAT tip for students. These and more as we take you Roundabout JA. Stay tuned. Jamaica is set to benefit from a reading program being carried out by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, to support reading among children in Latin America and the Caribbean, LAC. The Reads Capacity Program, being undertaken in 8 countries, will enhance efforts to boost early reading outcomes.
The program proposes to increase the influence, scale, and sustainability of early grade reading interventions in Jamaica and will provide technical assistance to the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, and other selected key stakeholders to enhance their efforts to boost early grade reading outcomes, particularly for disadvantaged children.
Jamaica Program Manager, Dr. Jean Beaumont. Dr. Beaumont says the program is the USAID's response to facilitate sustainable improvement in literacy. For Jamaica, the initiative will seek to increase the impact, scale, and sustainability of early reading interventions through the development of a state-of-the-art set of knowledge resources. The resources have also been designed to guide educators on best practices in early reading. This will eventually lead to a national platform to sustain literacy efforts. USAID Reads is a 5-year program being executed in partnership with Juarez & Associates, EduConnect JA, and the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. One plan of Vision 2030 is to create a society with a modern and humane correctional service system. It is hoped that this will contribute to increased productivity and allow greater success stories of rehabilitation, which will contribute to the growth and development of communities, towns, and cities. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. And we continue to highlight the contribution of female trailblazers who have helped to shape the Jamaica we know today. Today's trailblazer was the first female president of the United Theological College of the West Indies. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
The symptoms of influenza A, H1N1, formerly called swine flu, are fever, cough, sore throat, runny nose, nasal stuffiness, muscle aches, shortness of breath, extreme tiredness, and in some cases nausea and vomiting may occur. Washing hands regularly with soap and water will help to protect you from the influenza virus. A message from the Ministry of Health.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
Brethren, know your rights. Police not for lock you up if them find you with less than 2 ounces of ganja. Them supposed to ticket you and make you pay a fine. More than 2 ounces, a courthouse business. And may nobody tell you no foolishness. Call the National Council on Drug Abuse at 564-HELP, that's 564-4357, and learn the real truth.
Today's female trailblazer is Reverend Dr. Marjorie Lewis Cooper. And if you or someone you know will be sitting GSAT exam soon, here's a helpful tip. On the morning of the exam, have a healthy breakfast, but don't overeat. You could fall asleep. That tip was brought to you by the Ministry of Education in association with the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.